Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington, your home sold guaranteed realty. Find out how much your home is worth instantly at LaughlinWolfingtonRealty.com.
I'm going to call him friend of the program, Jason Levesque, former mayor for the city of Auburn. It's good to reconnect with you. It's been too long. Jason, I got to tell you, I almost called you October 26th, 2023, after the Robert Card incident just across the river in Lewiston. I don't know. I don't know if either community, Lewiston, Auburn, I mean, you're one, really. I know you're separate, but you're one. I don't know if the community really has recovered, has it?
Well, no. In a lot of different, in a lot of ways, it hasn't. But this is going to be a known fact. Right after the incident, I talked to a lot of mayors that suffered similar, you know, tragedies in their community. And the long-term impact is great. Economic downturns, emotional, obviously, you know, the victims and their survivors and their families, but the community itself will go through a period of downturn, if you would. And I think we're seeing that right now in Lewiston. And I think the key here is, how do we get above this? How do we truncate this, you know, historical fact that's on the ground? How do we buck the trend, if you would?
Now, I don't want to get anyone in trouble, but we've talked with Amy Sussman on our program before, and she is the aunt of Max Hathaway. And Max was one of the 18 killed in the atrocities committed by Robert Card. And she and some others are still very, very, very frustrated, Jason, that, as are many of us who donated to help the victims and the families, and to see some of that money, I'll say, peeled away and given to nonprofits by a panel who saw some of the money go to their own nonprofits. And I saw recently, if it's okay, if I'm stepping out of line here, please don't hang up. Just say goodbye and then hang up. I saw that you were offering some suggestions, perhaps to Amy, of what possibly could be done. And you were talking with someone that I think is running for office.
Yeah, correct. No, you're not out of line at all. I talked to Amy. I talked to survivors. I mean, I haven't been the mayor now for 2+ years, since just actually 2 months after the shooting. And there's a lot of work that, you know, had to go on in Lewiston and Auburn for those, you know, 2 months, my last 2 months in office. And looking at things now with a little bit of time and perspective, there was a lot of things that were mishandled. And first of all, how do we make sure that if something like this happens again in Maine or anywhere else in the country, you know, how is it handled? How do we look at going forward? What's the best possible operating procedure, if you would? But more importantly, right now, is how do we get some relief to those individuals? We can go and continue, you know, saying this was wrong, how do we fix it, and so forth, and we should. But I think the most immediate thing to do, and that's why I talked to Representative Adam Lee yesterday, after talking with Amy Sussman, actually, let's get a piece of legislature in there, an appropriation that equals to or slightly greater with, you know, factoring in inflation, the amount of money that was appropriated to nonprofits versus to the survivors' medical bills, to the families' immediate living expenses. You know, a lot of money was attributed there. But this is a pretty broad range of individuals that were in that first sphere of impact. We have to make sure their needs are adjusted. That's really an important step. The legislature did do, you know, pieces of legislation prior that set up funds where only the interest could be, you know, spent 3 years after the fact and distributed to survivors. You know, that's a good longer term fix, but it doesn't affect the people that are facing a mortgage crisis right now.
Let me see if I can understand the concept. Let's now go to, if we can't do it at the local level in Lewiston, and if we can't see change made to what the Maine Community Foundation did, then let's go straight to the legislature and let's see what we can do for the victims and their families in Augusta.
Yeah, so that's step one, okay? Government does have a role. Government has a role when all else fails. First of all, looking at this, and this is why we need a true, in the military we call it an after-action review. We haven't had an after-action review of post-shooting events that happened. I mean, everything from me giving a press conference the night of the shooting, should I have done that? Should I have been all alone? What do we do with communication? Should have Lewiston just owned the entire incident? It happened in Lewiston, but the victims were far and wide throughout central Maine. And we really need to look at this and have some tough skins and say, okay, what did we do right? What did we do wrong? What do we do? Where's the playbook? You know, where's this rapid response team that happens afterwards? What's the roadmap that we need to follow to make sure that those immediately impacted, the second degree impacts and tertiary impacts are handled, not just short term, but long term? It's so easy just to say, okay, we did what we did. and everything's fine. And if we just ignore it, it will go away. It won't. Mm. It's not going to. And obviously, this controversy is really just pulling down, you know, Lewiston and Maine. It's kind of dragging us. You know, okay, it's dragging us down, but it's really impacting those survivors. They need to be handled now. Now, am I saying this happens all the time? No. But it is a stopgap measure. So we can go back and take that immediate stress off and really look at this and say what was right, what was wrong, what needs to happen going forward.
We're going to watch for that legislation. That'll be interesting. We're talking with former Lewiston, former Auburn mayor, Jason Levesque, reconnecting with him. 6 years, I think. 6 years leading the city of Auburn? That was my count earlier.
Six years.
Let me ask you, we heard from people who were sharing their concerns before city leaders about the syringe exchange programs or a free syringe program. And if I can, I want to play back for you. This is one of the most passionate comments. I believe it was number 5 on our agenda this morning.
I'm diabetic. It's a disease. We all agree that this is a disease. I need a prescription to go get my needles. But they can just get their needles. It's wrong. Please do not make this a Sanford, a Portland, a Lewiston, a Bangor, or an Augusta. We're better than that.
Those are some strong words that we heard from the podium before the city leaders voted on what would be some, I guess, guardrails, some standards. What's going on in Auburn?
It's a great question. First of all, I mean, we have to look back at the entirety of the last couple of years. We've seen a regression in regulation. In other words, they've overregulated the city. They have stopped all economic growth, all housing growth. They have funneled money and catered to nonprofits, specifically those, i.e. we're looking at right now, obviously where this clip is from, you know, creating an SSP, a safe syringe exchange place, or whatever the acronym stands for, with a 1 to 100 exchange rate. And that obviously is not working. This is the absolute definition of insanity. We're trying the same thing over and over, expecting different results. And they're putting guardrails, quote unquote. These guardrails have existed in other communities. They have shown not to work. What the council, the elected council, and I think this is a bigger thing, is what you're seeing is, and you saw in that whole meeting, if you watched it in the entirety, you're watching an absolute strong arm council that is, you know, led by a mayor who is just squashing all dissent, threatening to kick the people out of chambers, refusing and talking councilors out of opening this up to public comment, actually refusing to listen to the people. I mean, there's a lot of bad things going on around this issue that should be troubling to people in Auburn, but frankly, it should be troubling to everybody in Maine, because if, you know, certain elected officials can run and recreate rules and run over precedent in order to push their narrative through, then we've got some big problems. You know, that's really a control of the message, which isn't fair. It's not right in a republic. So there's a lot of issues. I think this is the absolute wrong decision to make. It shows that these elected officials do not have a sense of the reality on the ground. No pun intended. But if you look downward in Auburn in certain areas, you're going to see massive needle waste. Mm-hmm. You're dealing with it in Lewiston. I own a parking garage in Lewiston. I deal with it. I spent thousands of dollars for biohazard teams to come and pick this up. You know, you're looking at really just a downward slope. The whole concept, and this starts at the state level. You know, the state really needs to look at these programs and, you know, how they're actually legal. And yes, the gentleman with the diabetes is absolutely correct. You know, diabetes is a disease. You could say drug abuse is a disease. Why does he have to get a prescription and pay for his needles when people who use drugs don't? Mm-hmm. So that was a good analogy. I'm glad he talked. And I'm glad, you know, that so many people from Auburn, really just overflow crowd, you know, made their opinions heard. I'm very sad that the elected officials didn't listen.
One of the concerns that we found in the Queen City, and Joe Sokol, an independent journalist working with the Maine Wire, brought this to our attention. You mentioned SSPs, safe syringe programs. It's the people running the SSPs that are at the table at the City Hall in Bangor advising the city leaders on how this works. They're sharing data on needle exchange recovery. Well, there's no one checking those numbers. But these SSPs are the same organizations, as we understand, that are getting the funds. They're coming to the table, they're getting an ear, they're helping decide policy, and they're cheerleading their own work and continuing the funding for their own program. I wonder if that man, when he got up and talked before the city leaders in Auburn, had that in mind, because that's what's happening in other cities, and that's what could be soon happening in Auburn.
I think we're talking about that now. I think it became very obvious on Monday night during the council meeting, because that's exactly who they had. The individuals representing groups that were going to profit from the SSP. They know there's money there from the opioid settlement. There's tax dollars there. And yes, they're advocating for their own existence. And that is, it's starting to bother a lot of people. It should bother a lot of people. I mean, Mark Twain said something to the effect of lies, damn lies, and statistics.
Mm.
Yeah, and really, I think that's applicable in this situation, regardless of what city in Maine you're in. Everybody wants to do well. You can't do well for a very small group of people and put the majority of people at harm. You know, that is, it's just a definition of insanity.
Jason, can we talk to you again soon? I miss this.
Maybe.
Maybe.
I mean, I do have a face for radio.
Maybe.
I miss you, Rick.
Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington, your home sold guaranteed realty. Find out how much your home is worth instantly at laughlinwolfingtonrealty.com.